Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
Welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I'm Alicia.
I'm David.
And we'd like to welcome, first off, the live studio audience.
Yay!
And as always, the live chat room. Hey, guys.
Live chat room. Anyway, want to get started?
Sure. Well, jump into it, man.
All right. Well, if you need to get a hold of us, via email, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. We're on Twitter. We're the LV Locals. Follow us. There's some big names following us. I'll go into that later when we talk about this.
Is this guy following us?
Oh, I wish that guy was following us.
We'll talk about that later.
You'll find out about that. And also, the whole network is Vegas Video Network.
That is right.
And what else are we on? 1400 a.m. in Las Vegas on Friday nights. And that is still a little dream of mine.
It's still so shocking to just turn the radio on and hear us.
I'm like, well, who is that awesome person talking? Oh, it's me!
We're a toll-free listener line.
Oh, yes, sir.
The number is, pop that up on the screen there, 866-966-4599.
That number once again, 866-966-4599. Operators are standing by. I want to get to our drink. So, also, iTunes, audio and video.
Yes.
Give us five. You know, we've got a bunch of reviews. We are now the number one rated
Pub Crawl
Las Vegas bar drinking podcast ever.
Awesome.
And
thank you guys.
Yes, and we're also on iTunes.
That's right.
You watch us there. You just in fact, what I tell people when we're out, Roku. Oh, that's so big. I just kind of assume the whole world knows it is that we're on Roku.
Oh.
You got the Roku. Then you're watching us right now on your high-definition TV.
We're going to go live on Roku in a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Man, it's like the golden age of television we're in right now. It's what you're witnessing.
It's cutting edge.
Right. Like, oh, my God. Okay. We'll be doing cigarette ads. This portion of Pub Crawl brought to you by Winston. what was I going to say?
Time for a drink.
Well, yeah, but I was in the middle of saying something.
I don't know. Really important.
Man.
Sidetracked. Move along.
Well, anyway, I do want to get to this portion because this is going to be really either really good or really bad, but I have a
backup. Scott said it sounds like a really gross drink. So
let's start. Let's take a quick second and do
Cocktail
of the Week. And we're back.
And we're back on
right.
Pub Crawl.
This, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to get a kick out of this week's drink. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Tatooine Cooler.
The Tatooine Cooler.
Right. Hmm. Now, if you know Tatooine, it's as if there's a bright center of the universe, it's the planet it's furthest from, to quote Luke Skywalker. this is vodka, Dr. Pepper, and orange juice. Orange juice. I heard some of you like to taste the alcohol.
Orange juice.
Some of you like vodka. I'm doing my world's worst Paul Stanley. All right, Tatooine Cooler.
Don't know why they named it this, because I don't think there's Dr. Pepper on Tatooine.
But it might look like the sands of Tatooine.
Oh,
it might also look
like...
It
might taste like the sands of Tatooine.
It might taste like the underside of Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Let's try it.
A hive of scum and villainy. So, let's try this. Ice, you got the directions
okay,
there.
Okay, so... mix the vodka and the orange juice.
Like you were making
a screwdriver.
But
only use 2/3 the normal amount of orange juice.
I like that sound of that already.
And then
now,
you top
check
it off
this
with Dr.
out.
Pepper.
I picked up a new brand of vodka. It's Polish vodka. Named Sobinski. It was cheap.
Named Sobinski.
But it was, I hope it doesn't make
Sobieski. Me. Sobieski.
It's going to fix my Soberinskis. But I tell you, it's glass, so how bad could it be? That's how I judge my booze.
Fancy.
It's glass. It's good stuff.
Okay, so.
So vodka and orange juice.
It's 2 ounces of vodka.
Oh, so that's a good double shot. Like that.
That's pretty good.
Well, this bottle's really heavy.
So he's kind of spilling it into the glass as well.
Well, yeah, because it's like
3 shots.
Yeah.
Vodka and orange juice.
Kind of a drink.
Oh, by the way, if you're noticing some other fine alcohols on the bar, Mark, part of the live studio audience, brought us some Maker's 46. So if the Tatooine sucks, doing shots of Maker's. Goldie, another member of the studio audience, brought us the pink lemonade vodka. Which, hey, maybe we'll have a pink lemonade Tatooine.
Right.
That oaks makes me kind of just a little bit. All right. So I'm doing a little bit of orange juice. A
little orange juice.
Anyway, you have to listen to Kiss Alive to get my joke on why I'm saying orange juice this way.
Pour it, man.
Right. So just a little bit. Well, I put a lot of vodka in there.
Yeah. Or you put a lot of ice.
Maybe that
That's
was
a problem.
It.
Problem. Okay, now top it off with Dr. Pepper.
Well, I don't think we had enough.
And it's going to turn into the sands of Tatooine. Ew.
It does look like.
Ew. It looks kind of ugly.
Well, it looks like Tatooine.
Well, yeah, top it off.
If there's a bright center of the universe,
so
if the planet is furthest from.
You can see it on the screen there. It's kind of like a brown
color. Well, it looks like Tatooine. Look at that. Look at it. It's pretty.
It's pretty ugly.
It's like Wookiee poop.
Looks like mud.
Huh.
Well, it's not bad.
You know, it's weird. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
We're going to get it down a little bit, and then I'm going to add a little more Dr. Pepper, because that's not, you know, I think vodka and Dr. Pepper's not bad, so.
Yeah.
Well, give us the term of the week anyway.
Okay, so our drunk term for this week is jumping strays, which basically means stealing unattended or abandoned drinks. It could be a bar or a party or in Las Vegas, which I've seen quite a lot, are the homeless jumping strays out of the garbage cans
on the
strip. Yes,
they do. Well, that is a big one. Or just off the edge of the garbage can.
Yeah.
Well, when I was playing down on Fremont Street, I saw a lot, because people will, they won't.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they won't. Oh, they won't throw their glass away. They'll just put the glass on the edge of the garbage can.
Or they'll just set it inside the garbage can, and as soon as they do that, somebody will come and just dive in the garbage can, pick it up, and.
Have you ever seen anybody do that at a bar?
No, well. No, actually, I've
seen people do it with cigarettes.
Actually, maybe cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
I think I'm the only one I've seen do that.
What?
I'm kidding.
No. David.
Jumping strays. Pretty good. Actually, that's not something.
We witnessed that, I think, twice.
At a place we're going to talk about once we come back from our little break and we get back into Pub Crawl Adventure.
Hi, I'm Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And if you stop by the studio, our producer Scott's going to buy everybody a drink.
This is getting better the more Dr. Pepper you add to it.
So I think at first we just put too much orange juice in it. Orange juice.
No, I think it was actually too much vodka. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but I think maybe a bigger glass would have been.
You've got to go a little darker shade of Tatooine.
Right
sand.
Now it's looking more of the northern side of Tatooine.
Right.
Where more of the wampas and the sand people live.
It not looks like dirty water.
Right.
Dirty water.
Right. Mm. I think that, doesn't that mean something dirty?
I think after you give yourself an
All right, stop.
That's
stop.
Dirty water.
Stop. All right. Anyway, Pub Crawl Adventure this week started off with a bang. It started off with the inaugural September, I don't know how to say that.
First annual,
I don't know, the Rum Bar Meetup September at Vegas Video Network Meetup. It was amazing.
Woohoo!
I have to say, maybe a little too amazing.
No. It wasn't too amazing. It was just amazing enough.
It was 4-7. I think we left Rumbar at midnight.
No. Really?
Well, see, that's how amazing it was, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we stayed there for quite a while.
Yeah, it was like 10 at least, because then we went over to... Well, anyway, so Rumbar, as we reviewed last week, is amazing. It was even more amazing because it was, you know, so many of our friends were there. Around, I think, 10, I don't know, we walked across the street to Toby Keith's Bar and Grill. Yee-yoo! And that was awesomer still.
We had a pretty good time.
I love that place. I love that place, and that night proved why I love it. The one thing I don't like about that place, and it sounds odd, the drinks are too strong.
Well, I didn't get I didn't get a strong drink. I just got the big giant. I got the big beer. Scott's laughing.
David, you have to describe the drink you had. It should stop your heart.
What?
Oh God, yeah.
Was it in the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was in.
It's insane.
It was that big. Now, our friend Brad was there, and he went to bartending school as I did. And he counted a nine count in this drink of Jack Daniel. I got a Jack and Diet. And he was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then...
a little splash of Diet.
Well, then have well, the thing was this big. It's like a guitar, you know, and it's got the big straw at the end of it. So then the band came on, and then ruckus ensued.
It was fun.
We ended up at KGB Burger.
Oh, we had a love connection.
Oh, well, we had some listener. Well, we know it was love connection. We had some listener, some viewers.
We hope that there's a love connection.
We'd hope so.
It was a blossoming love connection.
Oh, stop. Okay. we did end up at KGB Burger, which we shouldn't have done. We only did because we were really drunk. Scott and us, too. I didn't like it.
I don't really remember what it tasted like too much.
Yeah, I got
a chicken sandwich, and I was like, oh, and that's all.
Yeah, I got Sloppy Joe, and I was like, this is not very good.
Oh, well.
It was late. Who knows? Maybe it's better than we
can't
got.
Win them all.
Can't win them all, but again, we were not fair. We're not food critics, ladies and gentlemen, and at that state, we couldn't have.
Your 9 shots of a guitar drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a $100-something bill of a rum bar. And, yeah, it was a crazy night. So as you could guess, Saturday morning, we got up about 10 o'clock in the morning and went drinking.
Ready to go.
All right. So what we did Saturday, we got up and hit the...
We went to Paris.
We went to Paris. Okay. Well, we walked around doing a little pre-recon at Planet Hollywood, PHO, as it's known. Mm-hmm. And found a couple places we're going to visit on Sunday, which we actually do our full review of. This is just a quick little adventure through the weekend. We ended up at Chateau at Paris. By the way, I was tweeting this, and I was getting tons of tweets back, and I was going to say, oh, that's what I was saying.
Which we've actually mentioned before on a previous show.
Right. Well, that's who's, we're just talking about Twitter. I was walking around Planet Hollywood and Paris. So I'm like, you know, I'm following Paris on my Twitter, and you know what else?
On your Twitter?
Paris is following me. Now, how many of the other people could say Paris is following them? So I tweeted...
Only you, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, you and I. LV locals. So I tweeted that we're at Paris, I mean at Paris, and at the Chateau. Chateau's one of those kind of douchey clubs, whatever, at night. But in the daytime, it is absolutely a must-go. You have to go here. It's above, it's got one of the best views of Vegas. It's above the Sugar Factory right out in front of Paris.
And unless you knew it was there, it's really kind of hard to
You'd
find.
You'd never know.
They've got one sign going up the stairs. Say,
we only knew about it because when we reviewed Sugar Factory, she goes, oh, go up to the elevator. There's our garden. I thought it was the Sugar Factory garden. It's like, it's not.
It's a beer garden.
It's the Chateau garden. It's outside because the club's not even open. It's the middle of the day. Outside, bar staff is awesome. And which leads me to my tip of the week later that I'm going to talk about with these guys. And the deal is you buy a pitcher of beer, which isn't all that much. It's like $9, $12 or whatever. It's like, you know, it's strip price. You get a free pizza.
Yeah, pretty good deal.
I'll say it again. You get a free pizza.
Stop
and it's
in.
Good. Like, yeah, I can't believe this.
Pretty good.
So we went there on Saturday, had a free
pizza. And it's a really good spot for people watching.
Oh, well, you're literally looking over the Bellagio Fountains. You're across the street from the Bellagio Fountains, looking right down on them, looking right down at all the people lined up to get their Eiffel Tower drinks, like I had the guitar one the night before. They're all lined up, and you can see that like all everybody in the shorts, and you got like a good chest view.
Yeah, nobody's looking up.
Nobody looks
up. So it's totally anonymous.
I mean, you're only one floor up. So you're right there.
That's where I witnessed the jumping strays in action.
You did.
Strays
I witnessed it too. Jumping strays.
Jumping strays.
From there, we did some stuff, but whatever. We ended up Saturday night at the M Resort, which we love, mm-hmm. to watch a fellow
Vegas Video Network
host, Chris Phillips, Zoe Bowie.
Of Talktales.
Of Talktales, every Monday afternoon, 5:30. Do his Zoe Bowie act out at the pool for free. That was literally one of the most magical spots.
Oh, and the cool thing about that is you go and you walk in and they hand you a free beer.
Just it's free to get in at the
and
pool.
And they give you a free beer.
You walk in and literally, did I mention this before, M has probably the best looking cocktail servers Vegas. Like hands down, if you lined all of them up against any other casino, these are the most.
They're prettiest. They're like Spearmint Rhino chicks, just handing you free beers. It's like, oh.
And if you don't know what Spearmint Rhino is, it's a strip club.
Oh, yes. No. And they have apparently they have very good burgers.
Right, which we haven't tried yet. But anyway, so you pay nothing to get in. You walk in, and a really girl with humongous eyes hands you a free beer as you walk in. You're like, and the weather was just killer. The lights, it was pretty. I mean, oh my God, we're sitting in lawn chairs. Amazing. Chat room got a question.
Oh.
They just want to know if you can compare that to the iBar at Rio. Have you been there?
Oh, the girls?
Okay.
The girls.
Okay, no, you know what? iBar's got two girls. At the most, two. iBar's got better outfits. The G-string and the white sheer thing is off the chain, as they say, as the kids say. But you know what? Two girls? This is 50.
And you know 100% what? Of the girls at the M are gorgeous.
Yeah, I've seen a couple girls at iBar that's like, well, if she didn't have that on, like, you know, hair down was cool, but hair up is, you know, just average. But they're unreal. I mean, I think it's the best. When people ask, what's the best? M is number one. Rio in general is pretty good. The outfits are good, but nothing beats M. Anyway, we're sitting in lawn chair, or, you know, the chaise loungers, watching the band. And weather and the view and the moon and
oh, it was nice.
And it was unbelievable good time.
So I think they're doing it one more week, right?
Just day after tomorrow
at
or whatever.
At the pool, and then they're going to move that show to the Ravello Lounge on
inside,
the inside,
which is still fine. We love the M. Love the M.
So if you're in town, you should go check out the last of the pool shows, free pool shows next week.
Something else you got to come into town for next week we're going to get to. Oh, we probably should mention Chateau. Back to Chateau.
Oh, yeah.
This Sunday.
Look.
Your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend. Harry Potter. Look, if you guys are Harry Potter fans, I got my little Rupert Grint, a.k.a. Ron Weasley, is going to be there on Sunday.
For his 21st birthday.
If you buy a couture pop, you can meet Rupert.
Right. There you go.
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't think I'll
go. Let's not knock that. You're meeting Ron Weasley on his 21st birthday.
I know. He's going to be 21. He's going to be a man.
Man, he'll...
Look at his little red mustache.
Are you going to go to that?
I don't know. Probably not.
You might. Lombardo Leviosa. You
do invite him on the show.
Wingardium Leviosa.
That's pretty cool, though.
That is kind of cool. We like Potter. We're Potter heads. We're Potter heads, dude. Yeah.
Potter heads.
Anyway, so that was okay. So from the Zoe Bowie show, we went over to Scoundrels, Biker Bar, / Goth Club. Awesome.
On Uncertain is like twice a month.
Yeah, you gotta be in. Don't bother.
And you, actually, he got his face kind of transformed.
Oh, yes, I got that there.
So we go in to get a couple drinks, and he's like, I would get my eyebrow pierced.
Well, they just opened a tattoo pierce place next door.
And we were talking in the bar and talking to one of our friends, and he's like, oh, the piercer guy is right there. He was like, he came from over from the place next door.
Right.
He was standing there. He's like, come next door. I'll take care of you right away.
So I just laid down.
He laid down, he pierced, and we went back to the club.
Yeah. Well, we were actually looking earlier than the day at Planet Hollywood. I'm like, oh, I should go in there and get a piercing. It's like, how much is the ring? $400. Like, oh, at Club Tattoo. I'm like, well, never mind. We're over there. He's like, $30.
$30 for the piercing and the
jewelry. Bring it on. So yeah, but how cool. It's like, we already did all this today. We're sitting in a bar, and it's like, hey, there's a new tattoo shop and piercing place next door. And then our friend was like, hey, there's the piercing guy right there. Hey, and he just pulled it out, stuck it in, and pulled it out and stuck it in. We did that later. Chat room.
Okay. Sally wants to know if that hurt.
Oh, yes. A lot. It still hurts.
It didn't hurt him. I watched when they did it. And he didn't.
You know what's funny? It didn't hurt when he did it. It doesn't hurt now, but if you take your headphones off too quick and you.
He keeps doing that.
I keep doing that. And it's like, youch.
You have to keep it on for a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah, stay in for months to keep so.
There you go.
Anyway,
okay.
So I'm on a first name basis with the saline solution.
Were you drunk when you got it done?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Did they ask? I mean.
No, they asked. You're not supposed to be.
Right. You're not supposed to be.
And you know what the funny thing, the tattoos and piercing, you're not supposed to be drunk. And that's only because you bleed too much. It's not because you're incapacitated. They don't like it because your blood's too thin.
Oh.
And if you do that, you tend to bleed a lot. I didn't bleed at all on this. Oh. How much blood's in your eyebrow, really? I don't know. It didn't hurt. I know, yeah. Anyway, so that's not even our review. So anyway, we stayed out to all hours of scoundrels. Good news was, you weren't drinking, so I had a DD. That's designated driver. So I was like drinking and piercing and drinking and woo!
Yeah, he was loving it.
It was awesome. I'm like, all right, you're driving it. When having a DD is great. I don't like when it's you because then we lose a lot of stuff, but you know, like a lot of fun. But it happened to be you that night. That's how you got to do it, folks. You got to get a DD. So,
So
Sunday, our official actual went out to have fun. We go to Agave. This is when we actually had fun. So we go to Agave out in Summerlin, which is just off of the hook. Off the hook, off the chain, off the. Well, come with some another one. Just great. It's just great. I do want to try Ventnor. Funny, I'm going to mention this now because it comes up later. I said we should go to Ventnor Grill, which is owned by the same people that own Agave. These are both out in Summerlin. If you don't know where that is, just know it's far. If you don't live here, you're probably not going to go out there. But whatever, it's out there and it's killer. Agave is Mexican. Off the couch. It's great. But the point was we just had breakfast. And then, did anything happen there?
You're talking about Ventnor Grill?
No, we didn't go to Ventnor. I wanted to go to Ventnor. Someone didn't want to go.
I think we're going to try to review it.
I know. I think
the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's probably next week. Anyway, we didn't go. Back into town.
Back to Planet Hollywood.
Which we had reconned the day before. This is our weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
So, we hit the Oyster Bay.
At Planet Hollywood. Now, if you remember the old Miracle Mile shops when it was a desert passage, and it still looks the same, this part of it. This is right by
the rainstorm.
Where the rainstorm is, and there's a big ship on the top. It's way in the back of the Miracle Mile shops, or formerly Desert Passage at Planet Hollywood. And it's got a big ship above it. It looks like a pirate bar / the bar.
Nautical.
Yeah, where like SpongeBob would get ice cream. Is what it looks like. It's amazing. The floor is an entire like a treasure map, and there's big fish and fish tanks.
They've got a huge fish tank. I love that. It was the ugliest fish I've ever seen.
The place looks amazing. Happy hour is 24/7, as often as they're open.
They just have a big sign that says happy hour, and their half price drinks or whatever they are.
Right.
What was it? Wells are $7.50 and specialty drinks are $12. But we asked, when is your happy hour? It's all the time. So it's basically they're just saying happy hour to get you in.
Right.
It's really not a happy hour.
And actually, the place isn't that great. We're like, it was just a little off. Like, it was, I don't know, maybe the staff was really rushing or something. You know, like, what do you want? Like, ugh.
It was kind of weird service. And then they had their sound system kept messing up. It kept skipping.
It was just a weird vibe. It looks awesome. I mean, it really does.
It could be so much better.
They have a lot of oysters, but they're really expensive. They're like $12 a shooter. I'm like, she's like, do you want one? I'm like, no. it's all right. There was a place right across the street called like Blue Sea something or whatever, and it looked just about as equally inviting. So we just left Planet Hollywood altogether. Like, you know what? It was okay. We just wanted to try it. We were hoping it was going to be a great experience. I give it a 5. It was just if I was living back home. And I was on vacation, and I went there, and then I had to go back home, and that's all I did. It was great! But in comparison to what we'd already done Friday and Saturday, I was like, well, whatever.
Yeah, there's other spots we could try.
So that one. For instance.
Oyster Bay,
So we're walking around Planet Hollywood, and somebody, my darling wife, had the best idea. Because we're still going, what are we going to do for the show? Because we still haven't got our show thing yet. This is usually what we do on the weekends. What are we going to do for our show?
Somewhere new that we haven't been yet.
Right.
That we actually like.
Right. You're like, let's go to Holstein's.
A Holstein's in the Cosmopolitan. So.
I'm like, that is literally the best idea you've had in a week. That was a great idea.
Thanks, I think. Right. I don't know.
I mean, no, but you remember, I got really excited. I'm like, that's such a cool, we haven't done that. Now, if you don't know, well, we didn't know. Well, we knew. But Holstein's is that burger and shakes joint in Cosmo, like the hip burgers and hip shakes, which I know can sound douchey. It really can. But it's
actually,
not.
It never sounded douchey to me. That's always I would always wanted to go, but like, I never was really that hungry, and I didn't really feel like having a shake.
You're watching like Food Network, Sunday. And they're like, hey, "This is the place we just serve cereal." You know, like, "Oh, that's douchey." I mean, I know it's kind of quaint, but you're doing it in like
it's too hip for you.
Yeah, they're trying to be hip. This is like burgers and shakes. It's like, well, anyway, but I didn't think that. I thought, well, that's a great idea. Let's go check this out. I'll skip to the end, and then we'll get to the review. As we left, I thought, why don't we just always come to the Cosmopolitan? Why do we even bother going anywhere else? It was like, okay, we walk in the place. First thing, we walk in, is there two seats at the bar? I gotta bring it down for a second. Something happened last Thursday that is not sitting well with me, and that's damn football season started, which totally screws up our Sundays. Because now we're going to the bar. Hey, are there two seats at the bar? No, because every douchebag with a Raiders jersey is sitting there.
Like, and they only leave like one bar seat open.
Right, because they're a bunch of dudes. And so dudes, if you sit too close to each other, that means you're gay. So they have to sit every other seat. So you can't get two seats together because this dude's here, then there's a space, then there's one dude, then there's a space. You know, because if you sit next to the guy, that means you want to, you know, lick his butt. So it doesn't really, but that's what they think. So football season totally screws up our crawling because they're like, and the game's on or whatever. Anyway, we walk in. What is it? There are two seats. And the whole bar
was filled except for the two seats.
Right.
We got lucky.
In fact, it's a Cosmo, so the really extremely attractive seater girl was like, if you could find one. Because we walk in, she goes, for two. We go, oh, the bar. She goes, if you could find one, blinky blink. And then there was. And so I raised my hands like, yay. And then a girl, the bartender, was like, you guys, I know you. And she was from Cheeseburger. At Planet Hollywood that we reviewed about a couple weeks ago.
Yes, so they snatched the best at Cosmo.
They did. So there she is.
Allie. Cool little bunch.
She was awesome at Cheeseburger in Planet Hollywood. She was even awesomer at Holstein's. So she goes, here's what you need to get.
Yeah, so we asked because we don't know. So
we're like, our name's Paul. Between y'all, just give me what do you think we should do? She goes, well, here's what you got
to eat. Wanted to try a burger and a shake.
Right. So she said, we're known for our top-of-the-line burger, whatever it is. It's like this sirloin, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And if you're into more exotic things, there's the Kobe. It's a rising sun. Now, let me explain what I remember about it. It's Kobe, American Kobe, which is fine still. Tempura fried avocado. Some kind of onion strings of whatever, and so, I mean just
and like it, medium rare Kobe.
Anyway,
it was so
okay. This is ridiculous.
Good.
We didn't know this yet. We're like, okay, you got me. You had me at Kobe, and she goes, you got to try a drink. I got like a Red Dragon regular drink, one of their fancy regular cocktails.
Got the Dragon Fruit Vitamin because they've got their menus broken up into like it's called vitamin drinks, the vitamin cocktails. So right. They're all actually good for you. They're like $10. You got that one. And then I wanted a shake, so she suggested one called, was it the Cereal Bowl?
Okay.
Which is, the shakes are about $11, but it's got...
They start with Cap'n Crunch.
A whole box of Cap'n Crunch.
A box of Cap'n Crunch, which I'm assuming all made it its way in that shake. No way, Liz, hear me out.
I think
that was. The box of Cap'n Crunch, probably not the big one, but probably not the family size, but the regular one, with milk. They let that soak overnight. And they turn that into a gelato.
Just to kind of get the flavor out.
They turn that into a gelato, and then they mix it with vodka and whatever. These are hard shakes, by the way. They're not.
Captain Crunch and Absolute Vodka. That's all it was.
And it was.
It was amazing. And
off
so
the
yeah,
rails.
So they.
It was. I mean, I can't describe. It was a. Okay, I don't know if you know. People that know me know.
And little Captain Crunches were like sprinkled on
top. Oh, yeah, they put whipped cream and a couple of Captain Crunches on top.
It wasn't whipped cream. It was just creamy.
Whatever, and then but they give you the shake and a little it was whipped cream. I know it was because I poured it in the to-go glass. I know. Anyway, doesn't matter. Point is, it was. You drank it. I only had like a couple because it's probably 4,000 calories per spoonful of that.
My pants are feeling a little tight today.
That was incredible. I can't even describe how good that was.
Oh, it was so good.
It was vodka, and I'm gonna now forever put vodka in my Cap'n Crunch.
Don't you already do that?
Well, yeah, but I usually don't put milk in it too. I usually just use vodka. Right. Now I'm gonna use milk and vodka. That went really well. It was, and the burger with the steak fries that were like these deep fried with a little coating on them, and the shake. Oh my! And my drink was great too. The dragon vitamin whatever.
Dragon fruit vitamin.
Then, because we knew we were kinda. And I think it's a policy of Cosmo because this happens to us a lot, or we're just us who we are. She goes, you guys like Bloody Marys? We're like, not really. She goes, oh well, let me make you one.
I like Bloody Marys.
And she goes, well here, I'm gonna make you two, not a whole one, but just like a little sampler.
The sample.
This one is made with vodka that's infused with cilantro and
jalapeno.
And jalapeno.
So they have two. They've got a spicy, which is that.
Right.
Jalapeno and cilantro, or the savory.
Right, so she makes a little, like that much in there, like not much.
It's like a little taste.
Yeah, of the spicy, cilantro and jalapeno and vodka. The vodka and then, you know, tomato juice with the salt and pepper and whatever. And then the other one was the savory beef-flavored vodka.
Brisket.
Brisket dripping.
It has brisket in it.
In the vodka.
It was good. They both are really good.
Elizabeth, coming to join you. I mean, it was like, okay, I actually like the spicy better, actually. I'm a beef guy, but the spicy.
I liked it too. And the thing about their Bloody Marys is they're not too thick. They're actually.
Okay, I had to explain to her that.
You don't feel like you just ate a meal.
The reason I don't like Bloody Marys is it's usually an ounce of vodka, an ounce or so of Worcestershire, which is like.
A Worcestershire? An ounce?
Oh my God. You ever seen a man just pour that stuff in there? And then tomato juice up the wazoo. You feel like you've just eaten a four-course meal at you. This was so light. They actually do them straight up in a cocktail glass, like a martini. They don't do them in a big, you know, so no
they
ice.
They were really
good. They do
good.
Them straight up. Oh, my God.
Oh, and a couple of other things they have, too. They've got fried pickles, but they actually do the fried pickle spears.
Spears!
So the big ones. Sounds really good. And their beer cans come with the koozie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Koozie and spear, big pickles in the same.
Can you keep the koozie?
Yeah.
Wow.
The
place was literally amazing. Okay, you got to imagine, we just had beef dripping and jalapeno Bloody Marys. We had a Cap'n Crunch shake that we took to go. That's still in our hands. I had a dragon vitamin whatever, dragonberry drink. And we each had half a Kobe burger with tempura fried avocado. We left there like... You know what? It didn't get
that was. I give that place a 10.
A 10. Easy 10. Easy. Like, that's a 10. That's not even like a, I mean, oh, my God. And then we walked out and I go, why do we even, I know, that's not really the point, but it's like, this place never.
I'm so impressed with the Cosmo. Oh, anytime we go in there, it's awesome.
It never fails to impress. Now, I know people have the problem with like, oh, the room wasn't ready when I checked in, or the room was this. Or, the room? I don't even know where you check in there. I don't even really care about the rooms or where you check in there. Just go. Look, stay at the hotel Motel 6 and just go to the Cosmo. Don't check in there. Jeez, the place is amazing. And that's just one. We haven't tried half the places in there, especially food-wise. We haven't even scratched the surface in that place.
Do you guys ever gamble there?
That we've never gambled there. I've never dropped a cent in that place.
And that's their problem.
Because it's not really conducive.
Right.
I mean, it's really like you walk around and we've actually mentioned this. There was a lot of people gambling in there. I thought, this is odd. Usually it doesn't feel like a gambling kind of place.
They got a lot of criticism because all the restaurants are on a different floor than the casino.
Right.
So it's not a natural flow back and forth.
Oh, right. Because we don't. We just go right up and.
Right. Their gaming revenue is among the smallest of all the casinos. And that's part of
it. I can see that. I can see it because it's not, it just doesn't have that vibe. We're like, Harrah's, we were going through with you, Scott, through to KGB. I mean, you're literally in the casino. I mean, yeah, and it's out of control. But we noticed that same weekend. At some point this weekend, we walked through Caesars. I'm always shocked at how packed the Caesars casino is all the time. I mean, it's literally, you can't get a seat in there. I mean, we don't really gamble, but I'm just looking around going, this is incredibly full.
That's good.
That's good for them. So, but that was kind of our adventure. I think that was it for Sunday.
That was it.
Dragon fruit, fried pickle spears, beers of the koozie.
There you go.
There you have it. Now, that's enough from us. Let's hear from you. Little thing we called Hey Bartender.
Hey Bartender.
That's enough Tatooine cooler for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's orange juice and Dr. Pepper. I'm drinking 100 calories a sip. I mean, that's some sugar on top of sugar.
Okay. Well, woo. Our first...
And second.
Our, no, what?
Take
our
it away.
Our first and second. I think we're actually starting with a listener call.
Oh, we are!
Hello, this is for the Ivy couple who I love. This is the Canadian lady that they met at the rum bar before they left. I wish I would have met them the first night I got there because they could have opened my eyes for more than the generic strip of Vegas.
Do you recognize this woman?
Yeah.
We do.
Okay, we're going to continue on now.
Okay.
But I may be coming down in another month or two if they could contact me by email. That would be super, and then maybe they could show me a few more places that I could go that I never thought of. I love those two. They're fantastic. Don't forget about the killer kiss at the rum bar, which is the grapefruit one, which she loves. Okay? Okay, bye.
That chuckle killed me.
We met her. I think we mentioned her on the show last week.
I actually got a killer's kiss last Friday.
You did. It's funny you got that because she got it when we were at the meetup.
It's a grapefruit cocktail.
So what is a killer's kiss?
That was somebody else got one there. I think it was maybe Al. Somebody else got one, and so you. I was like, oh, that's what our Canadian lady got the week before.
Yes.
We mentioned her last week. She was the one. If you remember last week, we said she had to get on a plane in an hour.
And so she was sitting there drinking. And like she had like three killer kisses in a row.
Yeah, and we knew that feeling, like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna be here for the next
she was just dreading
5 years and you have to leave in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst feeling in the world. But you know, we remember that was she would
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah. She was there washing a man out of her hair.
That's right.
I hope she washed that man
she
right out of her hair.
She washed him right out of her hair.
Email.
Thank you for calling in. That
oh,
was
yeah,
awesome.
Oh yeah, thanks, awesome.
Okay, this one is, actually we've got two questions from Blake. Actually, three questions.
I figured out what the sticky thing is. The bar was sticky, it had little dollops of sticky. Blue Curacao.
Oh.
If you use blue Curacao on something.
You better clean your bar top.
Clean it up, because it turns into super glue.
Okay, from Blake.
Blake.
Hey, Pub Crawl, have you two been to Bahama Breeze? If not, I recommend the Calypso Shrimp Linguine Pasta. Drinks are really good too. Prices are kind of like Red Lobster, maybe a little cheaper.
Haven't been there.
Have not been there.
It's funny, it took me a minute to realize what that was. In fact, I was going to look it up. I forgot to look it up. And I was meeting you for lunch. And as I said it, I remembered it. I went, oh, we got an email if we've been to Bahama Breeze. And I was about to say, which I don't really know where it is. But as soon as I said it, I went, oh, on Flamingo and Paris. It's right there.
Restaurant Row.
Restaurant, yeah, it's like, because I remember we drove by it, I think this weekend as we're going to Planet Hollywood. I thought, we got to go in there because it's Bahama Breeze. How bad could that be?
Sounds good.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, when we first moved here,
right?
We went there quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we don't go to Restaurant Row. I mean, it's, except for like special occasion, my favorite restaurant in the world. If you were to ask, what's David's favorite restaurant in the whole world? It would be Lowry's, the prime rib.
He likes his prime rib.
That's my favorite restaurant on planet Earth. Let me reiterate. Nothing beats Lowry's prime rib. They give you a prime rib the size of me and the best creamed corn you've ever had in your life. The Yorkshire pudding and the spinning salad. I used to go to the one in Beverly Hills when I lived in California. The special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries. And now still, my birthday's coming up. You know where I want to go.
I know where you're going.
I mean, it's Lowry. You can't beat Lowry's. The best. All right. <laughs> Okay.
This is more from Blake. Hey, Dave Alicia, I got a two-part question. Number one, where is the best happy hour on the Strip? And number two, what is your favorite bar off the Strip?
Okay.
So we were talking about this.
I know. We actually talked about this all the way here in the whole 4.5 minutes it takes to get to the studio.
It doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
Okay, no, best happy hour.
Best happy hour. Well.
So I think right now... In my opinion, is the V Bar and the Venetian.
That when you said that, I was like,
because I remember
that's an eclectic choice. But dang, if you're not right,
best hat because it's a great happy hour. Drinks are dirt cheap.
It's in the Venetian,
which is pretty pricey normally, but that you can get
like
a really good drink deal.
$6 or whatever.
It's 5 to 8 every day.
But let me 5 to 8.
And it's half off beer and well drinks. So
that I was going to say cheap. Something like Blue Martini, which really kind of is on the strip, but not technically. But that's a 5 to 8. This is 5 to 8 in the Venetian.
Yeah, so you're like smack right in the middle of the strip.
It's
right there.
It's right across from Equinox. It actually is right across the hall from the Blue Man Theater Group. That's a great choice. I was going to say El Segundo Sol, which is at the Fashion Show Mall, kind of across the street from where we are right now, across from the Wynn. It's not really in a casino, but it's got a great hap. But it's only 4 to 6 or whatever. I don't think it's 4 to 7, but
and this is every day, so that's 7 days a week.
That's a great one. V Bar is a great. There's so many good happy hours, but that's hard to beat. And it's because it's in the Venetian, of all places. I would say I was gonna say El Segundo Sol, but I think you've got it. Now El Segundo Sol, I like because it's got food. Yeah. If you don't want food in your happy hour.
There's no food at the V Bar.
First Bar has food at Venetian, and they've got a happy hour. I don't know the details on it, but I know it's always pretty good.
Yeah.
But V Bar, that's a good one. I got to say, that's good.
Okay. And then your favorite bar off the strip?
Locals Bar.
Locals, yeah. So we're going Locals Bar. And I'm saying Rum Runner.
Well, that's the, okay.
Rum Runner.
I was going to go Frankie's Tiki Room, but you know, Rum Runner is cheaper.
And if you like to gamble, which we don't gamble a lot, but when we do, we play video poker. And Rum Runner's has match play Mondays.
Match play Mondays is awesome.
It's really cool.
It's more than match play Mondays because you put in your 20, and they don't like, there's not no magic where they hit a thing and you have 40 credits. No, they hand you another 20.
The girl will walk over and stick the 20 in the machine.
Wow.
And then you play for a while. So
you can't just cash that out. I mean, they're going to go, look.
Well,
but play it.
You have to be cool. If you just cashed out and left, they would ban you from them.
Sure, yeah.
Ban
you. So you play for a while.
But then they give you a ticket. So like you can come anytime through the next Monday and you can do it again.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be Monday. You can match play for the rest of the week.
But the thing about Rum Runner is it's way local. It's over by the college. They've got a restaurant. This is where the 375 burgers that we get all the time. A little too many of those 375 burgers. and good wings. The food's great. It's just a great atmosphere. There's so many good locals. I was going to go back to Le Martini again. It's another great locals place. But
you like Frankie's, though.
Frankie's. But see, Frankie's Tiki Room, the drinks are undeniably the best in the world, and if you like rum, sweet rum drinks, there's nothing in the world better. Gets a little crowded and smoky, but we have so many. We're talking about Moondoggies and McMullen's and
there's so many great local bars.
So many locals. I mean, the thing about this town that we had never anticipated before we moved here was how many local bar and taverns there were. I was just driving to meet you for lunch, and I saw another one, Steeler. You seen that? Steelers. It's not like the team, but it's like Steal. Every block there's two bars.
I didn't even know.
I want to go to Daddy Max, which we've not been. I wanted to go tonight. We might actually go tonight. It's just there's a million bars. Chat room probably is a bar.
What's your criteria for a great locals bar?
You know what? It's really that's so almost intangible because there's like five within everybody's house has three bars within walking distance.
It's got to have a good vibe.
And we don't go to anyone's close to ours. And we talked about this weekend. Why don't we go to the Bounty Hunter or whatever's right next to Village Pub, whatever's right next to us. Everybody's got a Village Pub next to them. Everybody's got a Bilbo's or a Bounty Hunter or whatever. There's like these little chains or a Dottie's or whatever, Putters. Why don't we go to those and yet we'll drive 5 miles to another one? You hit on the nose. Good week for you. You hit it on the nose with... It doesn't seem like an adventure. It's too close. Yeah. Like, that's true. We don't go to that PTs. We go to the far PTs because, well, it seems like more of an adventure to go somewhere. The one by your house, well, what's the excitement there?
No excitement there.
Right. It's just vibe. It's just fun. If we're there there's not really a tangible answer to that.
Well, I think it's, first off, you have to have cheap drinks. The food's got to be.
It's got to be food.
It's got to be good. Right. And it's got to, for a locals bar, like a place you go to all the time, it's got to be kind of cheap and good.
Friendly.
Friendly, and the people have to be friendly. Right. It's got to have a good vibe, and it can't be too bright. It's got to be dark.
I know, but we've kind of described every bar in Vegas.
There's some bright ones that we don't like.
It's funny, going back to happy hours really quick, Coyote Ugly has a happy hour that will destroy you. Okay. We don't even go. We went to Coyote Ugly a couple weeks ago. It's one of those things, you know, we say we leave stuff out, we don't make stuff up. We went to Coyote Ugly again, and I just can't go in there. I mean, they will mangle you so fast.
They do 2-for-1 drinks during their happy hour, and they're like It's just like, I think, three-quarters booze.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheap, and they just go, it's just bam, 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 then a shooter, and then this, and then there's some chick shaking her butt. And then by the 10 minutes later, only 10 minutes, you're ready to go to bed. And that's my problem with that place. It's like, it's too good. It's like my drink at Toby's. That was too good.
Like, your nine shot drink.
Yeah, could you make me a 3.5 shot drink and like maybe so I can have two? It's just too good. You know, a lot of these places are just, they're almost too much. Like, you're not doing me any favors by giving me a 9 shot drink. You know, you think you are, but you're not. Dumb. Anyway, Locals Bar, hard to say. Steiner's, love Steiner's. We can rattle off 50 bars that are just amazing that you could just hang out all the time. And if they were in any other city and it was just that place, well, the line would be out the door because everybody would want to be there. But Rum Runners is hard to beat. That's a great place. But and Frankie's Tiki Room, that's still one of my favorites. But anyway, well, thank you for that. Now,
we're going to take a quick break.
And doesn't always happen in Vegas, but does happen here. And there's going to be a little break included in it. But our next segment will be The Last Call.
Last Call.
Livestream is your premier place to watch live events on the web, mobile devices, and connected TVs. See new events daily or broadcast your own at livestream.com. Livestream. Be there.
Livestream. Be there.
It seems so clean.
Then flies.
Yeah, and flies and dirty popcorn.
Then welcome back to Pub Crawl.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm David. You know, I was going to say, when you're out looking for bars, and you want to get not knocked out, knocked up, thrown out, or thrown up here in Las Vegas.
Or thrown up.
That's what it was written as.
This is getting old, David.
You know, you keep saying that. It's written wrong. It's written wrong.
But actually, it's not. It does say throw up. I get caught in the past tense. I can't. I'm stuck in the past tense, man.
That's horrible.
So, anyway. So when you're out, we got a tip for you. This is a tip that can last in anything, but it happened to us this week. I mentioned earlier, when we walked into Holsteins, which I always want to call Hollisters.
I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever looked at the name right now. We walked into Holsteins, and the girl was like, I served you guys at Paradise Burger. Or Paradise Cheeseburger. Like, yeah, you did. How about trying it? And the sort of, you know, it's like, you know what? That's because we introduced ourselves and talked to her there. I can't stress enough. We mentioned this before. Be nice to the bartender. But introduce yourself. Get your name. Remember their name. Because we had to go, it's Christine, right? She went, it's Allie.
It's Allie. Like,
oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Allie.
If we'd have had that
Sorry,
name,
Allie.
We'd have had no bill. I don't know about that. But I mean, you know what I mean? It would have been, we'd have knocked that out of the park. But we introduced it. Because, you know, a lot of people move around. And when you're in Vegas, and if you come a lot or you live here, introduce yourself to these people. Because you know what? Next week, you're going to be over at some other place. Oh, my God, there they are. You're the guy from, and you want them to go, I served you at Cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. It's an awesome feeling. People ask, how do you guys know all the, you just talk, just, hey, I'm David and Alicia. And we don't even really talk about the show. You live here. We did that at Chateau. We ended up drinking with the staff. She got a pitcher so she can get her free beer, but she had to drive and couldn't finish it, so they gave the pitcher to us.
They had a pitcher so she can get her pizza.
Free pitcher, right.
Pitcher for a pizza.
Right. So, but she couldn't drink it. Also, she gave us the rest of the pitcher because we were talking to the staff. Like, she was just doing that on great thing on the way out, get a pitcher and a pizza, eat it, and go home.
Yeah. Is that jumping the stray, what you just did there?
No, because she said, they were going to dump it. They go, do you want it?
I'm like, hey, maybe, huh?
Yeah, kind of. Well, if they'd have left it there.
I think technically, yes.
Where were we? Where we almost.
What a bum.
Where were we? We almost jumped the stray with food. Somebody left something somewhere.
We were joking.
They didn't even touch that. And I'm like, you know where it was? It was Delmonico Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And someone got something and they left. And I was like, they didn't even touch that. They were taking it away. I'm like, I watched them order. They looked clean. They didn't touch it.
I got to say, something's happening in the chat here, which I kind of agree with.
Right.
And that is part of this is that the IVs are cool. And I watched this happen when we went to Toby Keith's.
Right.
You walked in,
right?
It's kind of like watching a couple of little rock stars play the room. It's very cute. So you walk in, you get up to the bar, the bartender immediately recognizes you, and you both do this.
Hey!
And boop, 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 we're served right away.
Right.
And then the entire night, little girls would come by, kind of goo-goo-eye Dave, and then goo-goo-eye Alicia. And I'm sitting around going, well, this is the most fascinating experience I have ever seen in a bar, because I can't get the time of day in a bar.
Well, you know what, but that's actually
you're like
more
the sun.
Well, no, that's just an own it thing. Own it. Go in there and, hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Woo! You know, like just, you know, that's the rootin' tootin' hey, how about a drink there, Charlie? Blah, blah, bloom. You know, just kind of have to, I don't know.
Right, I'd get kicked out if I pulled that.
Right.
You, out.
Well, maybe not. Because you got to play your strengths. You got that voice. You can do, hey.
I'm Scott Whitney.
You know, it's funny. We were at the M, and the announcer was on. I didn't know he was on the radio yet, but the guy that's doing the announcing is from 92, whatever the radio station. They do they live stream from the M Resort for Zoe Bowie. And he's like, hey, welcome to the M Resort, blah, 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 Saturday night. I'm like, oh, my God. This guy. And he, just as I said that, he went, and this is Paul Schmucker from, you know, 92 point. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that voice, you can't.
And Scott Whitney's got that voice.
Yeah, Scott Whitney as well has got that voice.
Thank you.
So, anyway, that's why. And also, I also have down here, if I mentioned it before, look for a bar with a skylight so you can get a tan.
It's a great tip. Yep.
That's my other tip.
That works. Totally works.
So, anyway, that was episode 46 of Pub Crawl. 46. Wow, it's almost as old as you.
Thanks. Well, that wraps that up. So, in closing, we'd like to thank the live studio audience.
Woo!
And, of course, the live chat room.
Yay, chat room. Remember, email pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Twitter, the LV Locals is us. Vegas Video Network is the network. You can catch up on everything there. We are on, remember, Roku?
All right.
We're going to be live on Roku.
Ooh. Mm.
And iTunes and YouTube.
And the toll-free listener line.
866-966-4599.
I thought you memorized that number.
I did. That
and
just
he can't
came
remember
up.
His last call thing, but he can remember phone number.
It's a number thing.
You're like Rain Man.
I'm like Rain. I'm exactly. Let's go gamble.
I know numbers.
Yeah. Remember, Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsibly. That means find a bar with a sunlight.
Or get a DD like me.
Right. Or whoever we can finagle into DD in for us.
Yeah.
And remember, we may leave stuff out, but we do not make anything up. Till next week.
Enjoy your Tatooine mud.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.